You're listening to All Things Considered on KCRW. I'm Larry Perrell. Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to ban flavored tobacco earlier this week, and they didn't stop there. They called on Governor Newsom to make that ban statewide. And this comes as the e-cigarette industry has come under fire for the growing popularity in underage vaping. And who better to cover that story than student journalists? Well, those journalists are from the Boyle Heights Beat. It's a bilingual newspaper covering East L.A. neighborhoods with stories created by high school reporters. With me now to talk about vaping in schools is Azucena Hilario and her Boyle Heights Beat mentor, Chris Kelly. They've surveyed high school students about their e-cigarette use and join me now. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to be here.
Well, thanks for being here. So, Chris, let's start with you. What inspired you to take on this project?
A lot of times in our news meetings, we just talk about things that are going on in school, and we look for story ideas. We try to teach the students that sometimes things that are happening in school might actually be a story, even though they might be accustomed to it. And one of the things that was brought up actually one day was the fact that they lock bathrooms during passing periods and after school. And so that spurred this whole conversation about why they were doing it. And it was because of the vaping. And so one thing just kind of led to another, and the conversation kind of went to around the fact that kids are actually even vaping in the classrooms during class. And the teachers, they were talking about how the teachers aren't aware that this is happening.
All right. And how did you go about asking students about their vaping practices?
So we, as a group, with the students, we've tried to do some things around drug use in the past. And it's really hard to get people to talk about it. So what the students came up with the idea to do an Instagram survey. So they actually put together a few questions, and actually they kind of were creative even with the surveys. And then they posted it to their own Instagram. And the response was pretty spectacular. I mean, right away, kids like to take surveys, and they were pretty open.
So, Azucena, let me ask you then. Underage vaping is obviously illegal, which would make you think it's harder to get. So how are these students finding and buying these products?
So I did an interview with one of my friends. She has an older brother. And then what we found that most of them, it's like they get it from their older siblings or like family members or older friends that they might have that are actually legal enough to go into shops and buy whatever they need. So it's easier for them to kind of get whatever they want.
And how are they managing to vape in school or at home without adults finding out about this?
So at school, I think it's mainly because there's not a lot of supervision in the bathrooms. It's just kind of like, okay, they're open during class. But then at some point, they started closing them at the end, like towards the end of fifth period. So it's like every single bathroom is closed. And for my school personally, it's only the two bathrooms that are closer to the offices that remain open the whole day.
And how are students, I've heard stories of students, and you mentioned it here, students vaping in class. How is that possible?
Most of these like devices kind of look like USBs, like, so it's very easy for them to be able to hide it and just kind of go about it. And then they don't create as much smoke as like a traditional like cigarette or anything else. It's a lot less smoke, so it's easier for them to actually sneak it into a classroom and do it when the teacher is not looking.
Got it. And in your reporting and talking to other students, have they shown any concern about the illnesses that have been tied to vaping?
Well, with my friend who I talked to, she said that she's aware of the illnesses that it can cause, that it's related to and everything. But that for right now, since she uses it for her anxiety, she believes that it's better for her to relieve her anxiety right now than to deal with, like, the health problems. I guess she does the cost versus benefit type of thing. And she's like, well, this is better right now, so I'll just deal with whatever comes in the long run.
Right. Now, you managed, you mentioned anyway, about why some of the students are doing it. What are some of the other reasons they give for vaping? I mean, is it a matter of being popular or fitting in, or do they cite other reasons as well?
Well, I think it's also a big thing about fitting in because it's like, it's a cool thing to do now. It's like a lot of peer pressure to do it. Because even in like a lot of songs, it's like, oh, like they talk about smoking, they talk about drugs. And then it's also like if somebody starts it and everybody starts doing it, everybody else wants to follow. So it's kind of like a trend thing where it's like, if you don't do it, well, like, oh, like you're kind of lame.
I mean, people, I guess, are liking vaping and so on and so forth and use it, like as you say, for anxiety and for other reasons to fit in potentially. But should the school be doing more to try to alleviate some of that anxiety, some of that stress?
I think they should, because there's a lot of schools that put a lot of stress, especially on their top students, which is most of the time the kids that are doing it, because it's an overwhelming amount of homework that some students get. So it's like, if they were to stop giving so much homework and like anxiety ridden situations to students, they wouldn't do it as much, I think.
Sure. All right. So Chris, let me turn to you. We're talking about stress and maybe alleviating some of those things. Do you agree that that's something the school should do? And what should those be if measures were taken to do that?
I think that those kids are under an immense amount of pressure. I've seen it, especially in the change in the last 5 years. I even have counselors that are kind of, they're pressuring students to take more AP classes, and the kids are feeling that stress. When Azucena was talking about one of her friends that was vaping for anxiety, in our survey, we found that most of the high school kids today are vaping THC products,
right.
Not just the nicotine. And they are using they told me what they're called. They're these wax pens, they call them, and they actually look like a pen. So, you know, they're walking around school with them, taking hits off them, you know, all day long now. I mean, the students are who told us about it. It's frightening to me what's going on. There's so much pressure today to get into college. And then after, you know, everything about it, a lot of them aren't sleeping at night. And it worries me. And I feel like, yes, schools should be a little bit more proactive and taking care of this problem.
Right. Tell me, what's your main takeaway from all this? What does this tell us about how lawmakers should address this growing trend?
There definitely need to be measures taken. As far as getting it away from youth, there's definitely a problem there. It is a little bit complicated now in a state like California where marijuana use is legal. And also, like, as an educator, I don't understand how this is happening in classrooms without the knowledge of it. I mean, I don't understand how teachers are really not aware of the situation. And I think there has to be some sort of responsibility on their part as well. But I think starting with removing the flavors is a big thing. I know a lot when we surveyed, a lot of the kids started trying them in middle school. But it's a big problem. I don't have all the solutions, that's for certain. But it's definitely something that has to be handled.
It's a complicated matter for sure. Boyle Heights beat reporter and student Azucena Eladio, thank you very much. And Chris Kelly, thank you to you as well.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.